Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Wow, discipline to execute. The very word discipline sounds almost negative, doesn't it? As though it was intended to stifle creativity. Well, used properly, discipline fosters innovation. It's using a systematic approach to analyzing why something went wrong, very wrong, or why something went right. Discipline. It's having a system. It's having the power to carry on, to exercise self-control. Discipline is really a subset of motivation. Particularly, one uses reasons to understand the best course of action. You have to exercise discipline. Discipline is what keeps you from making that great mistake when you're making decisions of trumping musts with wants. Okay, we've all done it. Well, you know, I know we really must do this, but I'd really rather do that. Well, discipline comes in and says, you know what, I may want to do that, but it doesn't answer the must, so I have to stay the course. So discipline is that thing that it's a must. It's a gotta have. It's truly a gotta have for every organization. When we think about the organizations that are the most creative, they're probably the most disciplined. People think of Google and Apple, and they say, well, you know, these are all free thinkers. They're this, they're that. Absolutely. And they're disciplined to stay the course and work through their systems and work through their processes to make sure that those things that they come up with do in fact work. It's not just throw it out there and see if it sticks. Not at all. And having been a Marine all my life, and people think, well, you know, Marines are just a bunch of squarehead blocks that all go in the same direction and fit nicely. Well, the reality is we're a disciplined gang, but we're very creative. We're always coming up with something new and something, hey, how do we do this? How do we get far away from the ships and still execute the nation's business? How do we do all of that? That's creative. That's discipline to think through the process. You and your organizations, you have to have that kind of discipline in order to take your organizations and companies or whatever it is you're in charge of to the next level. It's not just a free-for-all. It has to be a systematic approach to doing whatever it is you do. And by sticking to that approach, you're going to pretty much be successful most of the time, if not all the time. Hey, before I wrap up this little piece on discipline, let's talk about three ways of strengthening your discipline. First, it's knowledge. Improve your knowledge every day. Do something, read something, figure something else out, but improve that knowledge base. Second is stamina. Let me call it courage. And that's having the mental, the physical, the emotional or spiritual courage to not give in. Because you know what? You're going to hear no a lot. And it takes courage to keep going in the face of that. That's where your discipline starts building up. Thirdly is, I'll call it commitment. It's being committed to take a step every day, move forward every day. That one step, it's building the habits. The muscle memory is what the gym rats call it. You know, you build in that muscle memory to keep doing that one more thing, keep going one more step, okay? So those are the three keys to strengthening that discipline. It's knowledge, stamina, and commitment, okay? All right, that's it for today out here. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.